You remember the soothing sounds of Frankie C playing some Hootie and the Blowfish. It's the AOA podcast. Welcome in for another episode. I feel like I have to talk in this voice as we introduce the topics for this evening. Trump versus Bragg. The Biden assault accusation. Gwyneth Paltrow trial. TikTok ban. I believe the battle of the sexes will intensify Frankie C. Plus,
you mean overall?
Things are going to get bad.
Okay.
Really bad. Reese Witherspoon's getting a divorce. There's a huge tongue guy.
I'd rather talk about Reese without her spoon.
Love it.
Thank you. Dad jokes.
Two more NHLers refuse to wear the Pride jersey.
Assholes.
Maybe Frank will have an encore. That and so much more on this episode. And Frank wrote the show theme song. Frank is like the host. You're the David Letterman and Paul Schaefer rolled into one.
Play a little music, boy.
Yeah, he's got the whole package going together.
That's my Schaefer. Here's what I was thinking.
Shoot.
The theme song for the show.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think. We put it out as a not an episode, but a little bonus. It's 2.5 minutes, 2 minutes, 16 seconds, the song.
Yeah, we were going to. Why didn't we do that? Did we just forget?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's something that, you know, it's longer than what we play. So
yeah,
if you wanted to listen to the theme song, we could put it out.
We got to put out the extended album cut.
Right. Deep cuts, yes. Baby.
All right. That's coming out. I will put that on the to-do list.
All right.
Make sure. I'm going to fire the person that forgot to do that, by the way.
Fire them out of a cannon.
Yeah. That kind of lack of work ethic will not be tolerated on this podcast.
Some bullshit right there.
That's two things that have never been said together, work ethic and podcast. All right, listen. Trump versus Alvin Bragg. Mm-hmm. This really intensified. And you know what's interesting? Trump is totally in charge of this now. Trump is...
He's not in charge of it. He's
playing
just
the pieces.
I hate that. All he's doing is yelling, I'm innocent, and this guy's corrupt. That doesn't mean anything. We haven't heard thing one from Alvin Bragg. It's not like he's out there going, oh, yeah, well, I got this evidence and this. I don't even think Alvin Bragg exists. I don't even know what this guy sounds like. He hasn't said a word. I mean, we're going into this thing. He hasn't said a thing. He's playing it, I don't know, the mature way, I think.
He did write a letter to Congress because they asked for information regarding it being a political witch hunt from Jim Jordan, and he let them know that they weren't allowed to ask for that information. So he did send a letter to Congress. I do know that. Today...
Well, that's business, not being a Twitter troll or a Truth Social troll.
Today, Alvin Bragg got a death threat letter with white powder in it.
What's wrong with people?
Trump posted a Truth Social with an image on it that was kind of interesting. And still no indictment. I don't even know if they got that extra witness in. I don't know what is happening with the grand jury and where any of that is at this moment in time. It is all... It seems like the momentum for this has just plummeted.
I think it just blew up because Trump blew it up. He said, I'm going to get arrested.
He played it perfectly. He played this perfectly.
How did he play it perfectly?
It went from being really a really bad look for him to he's gained some momentum. He's raised funds off of it. You know, again,
he raised funds. But it's still, being in the potential of being indicted, number one, doesn't look good ever. Number two, he's the only one that said it. It's not like Alvin Bragg said, we're going to arrest you soon. We don't know when it's coming or if it's coming. Maybe this all gets nowhere. Maybe he comes out at the end and goes, yeah, we didn't have enough.
Which would be embarrassing.
Oh, why?
Because prior to Trump saying I'm going to get arrested on Tuesday, if Alvin Bragg goes through the whole thing and goes, yeah, there's just not enough here. They said no. It's not that big of a deal. But now he's put Bragg in a position where he's made to look foolish because of what he said.
I don't think so. Because
you don't think so?
Bragg could come out and go, I never said we were arresting you. We were still this was always an investigation, and we're always looking at everything. And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. That's the whole point of a grand jury, to decide whether or not we go to trial. If it happens, it happens. But if it doesn't, he never said, oh, one day I'm going to get you. It just makes Donald Trump look stupid. And he goes on Truth Social every day. This guy's a crook, a criminal. He should be put in jail. He hasn't done anything yet. Everybody who's attacking Trump, they're criminal. They're crooked. They have to be put in jail. Ridiculous.
So Brad got that letter today with some white powder in it, and the note inside read, I'm going to kill you, according to a report from NBC. NYPD officers were on the scene just afternoon. No injuries were reported. The powder was deemed not hazardous about 3 hours later, according to officials.
People are ridiculous. People have messed up, man.
Well, so I wonder how you feel about it, because today... Donald Trump threatened death and destruction, quote unquote, death and destruction, if he's criminally charged in New York.
Of course he did.
He went on to Truth Social and said they are human scum, referring to Alvin Bragg, refusing to do the right thing and calling it a day.
Human scum. The guy didn't do anything yet. All he's doing is investigating and seeing what's come of it. He's human scum. It's like, what are you talking about? What are you basing that on? He didn't do anything to you yet. God.
You okay?
It's so frustrating, because the guy's doing his job. He's a prosecutor. He's looking at all the evidence. He never said you're going to be arrested or anything. And he's human scum. A former president of the United States is calling a prosecutor you're human scum. He's a classy guy. God, I don't know. I don't know what people see in this asshole. I really don't. It pisses me off to no end. It's just a nonstop bullshit train. And people eat it up. I don't get it. It just doesn't make sense to me.
They love it.
Okay.
People are absolutely loving it.
Yeah, they're eating it up. They're donating to Trump. It's like, he needs your money, number one. Number two, save your money. You earn that money. You don't have to, I get it if you want to donate to a cause you believe in, but this guy, what is he going to do for you? He's going to lower taxes again for the rich. That's all he did in his last administration. So if you enjoyed that, then great. Vote for him.
He did get less money this time. Like we talked about him only raising $1.5 million, which is pretty low. Anyway, sorry. So he put on Truth Social today. What kind of person can charge another person? In this case, a former president of the United States who got more votes than any sitting president in history.
What does that have to do with anything?
And leading candidate by far for the Republican Party nomination with a crime when it is known by all that no crime has been committed. Also known that potential death and destruction in such a false charge could be catastrophic for our country. Why and who would do such a thing? Only a degenerate psychopath that truly hates the USA.
Man, this guy's a real piece of shit. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna take it in the face for this one. I know I am. He retruthed an article where the photograph,
It's
two separate pictures side by side. Alvin's Bragg faces on one side, and Trump holding a bat looking like he's going to swing is on the other side. Now, he didn't make the picture. The picture was in the article, but he shared it.
Yeah.
On his Truth Social.
Yeah. How is that responsible as a leader? You obviously have a following. People listen to you. why would you do something like that? Now, this guy has a threat in the mail. I mean, of course he does. If you didn't say a word about the guy, if you said, all right, we'll let the wheels of justice go through and I will be exonerated, I'm sure. If said something like that, fine. But he's saying death and destruction. He's got a bat to the guy's head. And he, what are you doing, you psychopath? I mean, don't you realize that this is on you now? Like, you have responsibility to not be, you know, a maniacal freaking lunatic.
Don't be a dickhead.
It's infuriating that people look at this guy and go, yeah, I want him to lead. It's like, what are you doing? What are you talking about? This guy is so off the wall, batshit crazy. I can't, 4 more years of this guy, I don't know if we could handle, if you know, I don't know what we could handle, but I hope we don't have to handle that.
He plays fast and loose with people and doesn't really seem to give a shit if it's going to protect or advance himself. Which
he'll say, the only thing he does is he says things that advance himself. It doesn't, like, he'll say things if it looks good for him. In other words, it doesn't matter what the consequences are. If people get hurt or anything like that, it doesn't matter. It's not on him because I just, you know, it's freedom of speech. I could say what I want. But never mind the people that might get hurt from this. Death threats through the mail or whatever might happen. There's protests, people going crazy, January 6th. You think he would have learned his lesson from January 6th, but no, he's out there again. Protest, take our country back. You know, you want to say protest, fine. Peaceful, show your, you know, make your voice heard, stuff like that. But, you know, take our country back and death and destruction. Like, what are you talking about? How incendiary is that?
Yeah, not much in the old leadership
Yeah, it's a response
category. But we haven't really had an inspiring leader in quite a while, right? I mean,
Obama was pretty inspiring.
Obama did an okay job. He was pretty all right for me. Up until he wore that cream suit, and I just lost all the respect for him.
Everybody. Yeah, that was. I don't know how he got away with that one.
Bastard. But, you know, I will say, you know, here's the thing, in socially awkward was Bush too. Bush dose, even Busher, as I like to call him. But like a little goofy and Southern wacky, but intelligent. He was okay. Listen, he got us through 9/11, which was not, I'll give him credit for that. That was not an easy thing to do.
Sure, it wasn't.
Get us through that time.
He could have handled it a little better. He probably didn't have to send us to war with a different country, but other than that.
Agree. Like there's a lot there that I have issues with, but I will say there was a little time frame in there when it kind of, like, he did some good work. You know, I mean, even Giuliani got us through that time too.
He gets some credit for that. Credit for that, sure. But no, George Bush, that was a disaster.
And it pains me to say this, but I will say it because it's the truth. You know, the third thing that got us through that is the fucking Yankees. And as a Mets fan, I hate to admit it, but
I don't even remember. They won the World Series that year?
No, they lost to Arizona. I mean, the worst team that you could. Literally, it's like who could, Arizona and then Al-Qaeda. Those are the two baseball teams you don't want to lose to, and they fucking lost to the Arizona Arizona Diamondbacks.
How the hell did they get us through anything?
They had a long run. They distracted us for quite a while. They were there for us.
I got to say, I'm with Bird on this one.
I zoned out of this whole convo, not even sure where I went. Yeah, it's okay. We're moving past it, but it's a big story. Alvin Bragg getting this powder, Trump pushing all these things, and that's it. We've gone through it. I don't know where we go from here. I will say this too. Stormy Daniels is claiming that phone records that she handed over to her lawyer are going to, quote, hurt the former president. I'm not sure what that means, but she did say that today. So that's another kind of part of it.
We'll see what comes of it.
We'll see what comes of it. Finally, I don't know who it was on the tweeters who dared me that we wouldn't talk about this, which I don't often go for, because then people are going to dare us to do anything. And
oh, you see, you gave in, you what's it called? You negotiated with a hostile, with a turret.
Yeah. So I'm just putting this out there. You're not going to get away with this a lot. Not to this person. I'm just saying that tactic does not work all the time. But in this particular case, there was an accusation, a young lady, Tara Reid, not the one from American Pie, which right. That was disappointing for me because I thought this was like, I was like, wow, this is going to be a huge story. And it's just some girl. But anyway, she's accusing Biden of assaulting her in 93, I think.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure that because she worked for him at the time. And so that's the latest accusation against him. I'm not saying I don't believe her, because fucking Hansy McHans all over the place. You know, he's not
possible.
Yeah. It's funny because he's like, I see people like, well, is it, you know, who's I'm like, who's not going to believe who, like she was saying, nobody's believed me. Nobody wants to listen to me. Nobody. This. I'm like, we've caught him he's on camera as vice president touching people inappropriately. You know, everybody's known this. This is no surprise to anybody.
Yeah. And if it's true, then yeah, there should be justice, of course.
Yes.
100%.
100%. And if people want to investigate it, the scariest part is that she's got to reach out to Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene for help.
No, you don't.
That's the scariest part about it all.
Those are the last people I would ever go to for anything.
Yeah. So I don't know. Listen, is it a media attention thing? Is it in response to, I don't know. Cause you know, she put out a tweet that was basically like, I know I'm not a former porn star, but you know, Joe Biden assaulted me and you know, nobody's been listening to me. So look, you know, that's a horrific thing, but obviously when she leads off like that, there's a lot of, you're basically just bringing in the whole politicization of the.
Yeah. I mean, hey, if it happened, then yeah, of course, justice needs to be served. The whole nine.
Misjustice needs to be served. I think
justice needs to be served. Another round, a round of nachos for the table. But yeah, I have to investigate everything. If there's an accusation, investigate it. I'm all for it. Bring it up.
I like how people are like, "Oh, you're not going to talk about it." Like we've talked ad nauseum about how fucking this Hunter Biden bullshit needs to be the worst part about Hunter Biden, the thing that worries me the most is, okay, the laptop and the drug use and all the stuff is not great. It's the paintings. To me, it's the paintings. Because he's selling shit work for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And like that screams the most, like buy a painting for me, get to meet my dad and ask for a favor. Like that's the thing that should be investigated the most. I mean,
I tried that, but nobody wanted to meet my dad. They were like, yeah, I'll pass on the painting. All right.
You know, but it's the truth though. That to me is the most red flag thing going on, you know, besides the fact that the art is absolute shit, which I mean, to force somebody to look at your bullshit sketches is horrific. Absolutely. So horrific.
If you got a Hunter Biden painting, would you hang it up in your
no, house? No. I mean, I would put it right here for, for podcasts, for joke's sake, you know, I'd put one right there, but no.
That would be good.
In an unironic way. Absolutely not. Never. Never.
You wouldn't sit back and with your glass of wine and.
Yeah, no.
I like the use of color here and the stripes over here and whatever the hell else.
No, I would not be thinking that. Never. So that to me is the biggest concern. But nobody gives a shit about the whole fucking thing. You know,
everything's being investigated too. His Hunter Biden is. I don't understand. People are like, oh, we gotta keep. It's like, yeah, they're investigating it. What do you want from them? It takes a million years for these things to happen.
Yeah,
for some reason.
People go, well, why aren't we investigating Hunter Biden? Like you said, they're being investigated. You've had a Republican-led Congress for what? When was the when did they take over? In 22 in November? Like
you had all the time in the world.
Nobody is fucking stopping them from doing whatever they want to do with you've got McCarthy and you got it. If it ain't coming up, it ain't because the Democrats are stopping it.
Yeah, it is being investigated, and I don't know what to tell you. I mean, everybody, it's not like it's hidden. It's not like people aren't talking about it. It's out there. And everybody, and I love how, especially the right wing, it's like, well, nobody's talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. It's like, everybody is. That's all I freaking hear. Whenever Biden is brought up, it's, well, what about Hunter Biden? Whenever there's, if you look in, whenever you watch anything to do with, there was a, I forget who it was. They were talking about something. I think it was TikTok or something like that.
Mm.
It was a hearing. And the guy brought up, one of the congressmen brought up Hunter Biden's laptop. It had nothing to do with anything that they were talking about. It just brought it up out of nowhere. And the guy on the stand was like, yeah, I don't know anything about that. That's not why I'm here. And I was like, oh, what is going on?
Did he go, but you're Chinese, and this is a Chinese company, so come on.
Yeah.
You're telling me you don't know about the Biden laptop? Oh,
and the guy was actually from Singapore. But did you see the same clip I saw?
No, I didn't see that clip, but I was going to talk about the TikTok ban a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, the owner, I think, is from Singapore. And the guy was like, well, how does China get? He's like, well, I'm from Singapore, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, and it's what's funny is like, I think the right now, according to TikTok, they store their data, I want to say, somewhere here in the U.S. and in Singapore. So supposedly, the data is not even in China, if we're taking what the guy says at face value. So it's kind of like, it's not a good look. Our Congress, this wasn't really a good look for them, this whole TikTok ban / interviewing the president of or the CEO of TikTok or American TikTok, whatever the fuck it is now. They're spun it off into a different company. It just like they're all. I saw the clip. Did you see the clip about the guy asking about the Wi-Fi?
No, so
he was like, "Does it connect? Does TikTok, you know?" He's like, "Is TikTok connected to like your home Wi-Fi?" And the guy's like,
it's like, Grandpa, your devices are connected to Wi-Fi.
He's like, yeah.
It's not the apps, you idiot.
he's like, I don't know. Like, what? I think he was trying to bait him into saying, like, of course we connect to your Wi-Fi. And then he's going to be like, so you're seeing everybody's cameras then, huh? Like, I think that's what he was trying to. But what's funny is, and this guy, the CEO, kudos to him. He was like, we don't do anything more than what the other social media networks do. Yeah. Which was a great answer, because it's like, is TikTok doing something they shouldn't? Absolutely. As I'm sitting here, they are. But
what are they
so
doing?
Is Facebook. So is Instagram. So is YouTube.
What are they
so
doing?
Like, you know, like collecting data on you and you know.
Well, you enter the data. I mean, it's not like you're
100%.
It's not like they're coming to your house and looking through your window. You put it in voluntarily.
100%. I'm just saying it's to say TikTok's not doing anything wrong is false.
But why is that wrong?
They're doing what everybody else is doing.
But I don't understand why collecting your information is wrong if you have to sign up for the app. Like, in order to sign up for the app, you have to put in your name, you make a password.
But it's not just that. It's what you're clicking on. It's your tendencies. It's what you are.
I have a feeling that if it didn't cater to your interests, it probably we wouldn't go on it.
Yes. And that's what this all boils down to. These social media networks need to get this information so that they can keep showing you Metallica videos and hockey gloves and like all the stuff that you're into. It doesn't
get out
work.
Of my head, by the way.
It doesn't work unless they do that. But the problem is can they do? Can they use that?
Oh, for misinformation. I get it.
Exactly.
I understand, but I mean,
again, they are not doing anything different than what everybody else is doing, which brings me to this point. There's a big theory out there that Meta, the parent company for Facebook and Instagram, were the ones who started this rumor that the Chinese were taking our data and that they're the ones that were allowing this information to get out, you know, which I kind of believe because that's the kind of shitty company that fucking company is, you know? And then the other thing is, you know, there's a couple of places to go now where you can type in any congressperson, senator, you know, congressperson, you put in their name and they will show you, because they have to disclose who they're invested in. Almost every single one of the congressional panel that was a part of this investigation owned stock in Meta. Almost every single one. Now, you could be like, well, that's not crazy. A lot of people own stock in Meta. Yeah, that's true. It was a great stock to own at one point, but it is super unfair to for the company that is absolutely sinking every other social media network, literally sucking money right out of them, right? Google, Facebook, all these places. And you own stock in that. It is unfair to put a company on the stand and be like, why are you guys crooked? Why are you guys this or that? Like, you should either not be able to hold stocks anymore, you know?
That's why I think, that goes back to what I said, I don't know how many times ago, but when I said people in government should just make their salary, and that's it. You can't have stocks. You can't have special interest paying you whatever. It's over. You make your 100 and whatever thousand a year, and that's it. And then you make the laws based on, you have to be as impartial as you can be. If the people enforcing the laws, like the judges and the juries and all that stuff, have to be as impartial as they can be, and the people making the laws should also be as impartial as they can be. And that includes not getting paid off by, what are they called? I keep forgetting, the lobbyists.
But it's true. You're going to hate this.
I hate everything you say.
The thing that Trump did the best was Trump was really good at making us not trust Congress, the media, right? He makes you question everything. That's why he was so appealing in the beginning. When I look at people and their response to this, because I'm coming off as I'm defending TikTok, which I am to a degree. But at the same time, I don't know TikTok from Adam. I don't know what the fuck they're really doing. But at the same time, what is undeniable is that Congress is wrong in doing this. Like, it is blatantly obvious how wrong they are and how hypocritical and how untrustworthy. Because I'm sorry, but if you're sitting there owning stock of the company that's getting their asses kicked while you're grilling their competitor, how can you be trusted?
Exactly. It makes no sense. You should, if you're appointed to that kind of committee, you should have no ties to any of the things involved. Right. Like, how could you be on a jury if you know the defendant, or, you know,
exactly,
or if you're best friends with the defendant's friend or whatever it is? But it's, you know, it's incredibly biased. And when you said the thing with Donald Trump, like, oh, but he said, his thing was, don't trust anybody but me.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just, I'm going to point out this and this.
No, it was a good thing.
Everybody sucks. That was his cure all.
You know who else nailed that?
I have the best people who are all in jail. Excuse me. They're in jail, but they're in the best jails, so that's okay.
You know who else did that? Adolf Hitler, which just goes to show you, if you're going to be a good, long-term, effective leader, make sure you get everybody to trust you and nobody else. It's a lesson to be learned.
Call Hitler a good, effective leader.
Bleed, 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 dee, the more you know.
No, I disagree with all of that.
No, but that's what Hitler did. He made
a good leader.
I didn't say he was going to be
a good, effective leader.
Well, I mean, if you're going to take over power is what I mean.
Oh, if you're going to be a ruthless, warmongering dictator, then
yep. If you're going to get
everybody against everybody but you.
If you're going to get absolute power, you need to make sure that you're the only one everybody trusts.
Right.
That's what Trumpy's doing.
Trump will still skin.
I've got a copy of Mein Kampf. I don't agree with everything.
But I haven't gotten through the first couple of pages yet, but we'll get there. It's a big book. It's about that thick. I can't get through all of it in one night. What do you want from me?
I had Jared take out all the anti-Jewish stuff, but all the strategy stuff, I'm reading that religiously. It's good. It's good stuff in there.
Saving the anti-Jewish stuff for later. I'll get to that.
Well, because Hitler
did
this.
Down with Kanye again, we'll go through that together.
But Hitler, some moves that Hitler did was removing comedians, satire. He got rid of that right quick. And he made the media. He got rid of the media. He made free speech and an out, a check and balance system against power. He got rid of all that stuff. Trump is doing the same thing.
He's trying to.
The media is crooked. The media is biased. All this shit.
Yeah. When you hear any of his, when they interview any of the MAGA supporters, the ordinary people, I'm not talking about the people in government. You talk about even some of them. But when you hear them talk, it's, oh, I don't trust the mainstream media. Mainstream media is the enemy. They're the enemy. They're the enemy. It's like, well, no, wrong information is the enemy. So yeah, I take everything with a grain of salt, but you have to at least, I'm not saying trust everything the media says, but you have to at least look at what you're watching and discern for yourself. So a lot of things that, this is another thing that frustrated me. When he would say something, he'd get up there and he'd say something ridiculous and the media would cover it. And then he'd go, well, that's fake news. Don't believe what you're hearing. Well, I would go, well, we heard you say it. That wasn't the media. You were saying this crazy shit. They were just reporting it. So I don't understand what your fight is. You know, there's, oh, don't believe anything you hear. Well, you're the one saying it. So should we not believe what we just heard you say? I don't get that.
Well, it's funny, too, because if you look at Trump's Truth Social today, it is retruths of every appearance of Jim Jordan on Fox and Kim Goldfoyle on whatever show she went on. So it's all good. All right, we don't have to point out the same. Everybody
knows.
Yeah,
we know. Shit.
Stupid shit.
What's the next fucking topic?
But this TikTok thing, just to wrap it up, put a bow on it, it's a total hypocrisy and bullshit. I want to say this because this I do know about. There is no better social media network, and there hasn't been an impressive social media network since Facebook first came around than TikTok. TikTok has done it the absolute best. They have made every right move. They have changed social media. They've gotten, remember, if I put a tenth of a second clip of music on YouTube, it would have been, all our shit would be gone. Facebook, gone. Now, all these outlets are pushing music. Mm-hmm. You can actually get paid now on Facebook to put music in your videos. Like, if we put music in our show, we would get paid on Facebook. And that all came from TikTok. You know, TikTok changed the game, and everybody is following their lead right now, and it scares everybody. Because Facebook sold out for money. Like, Facebook got popular, they got everybody on, and then they changed their algorithm so that there was no longer an organic reach. You had to pay to reach people, right? So that was safe and easy. That was controllable. You know, and we've seen all the evidence. The Biden administration, the Trump administration, everybody reaching out to Twitter, take this down, take that down, right? Everybody was bought and sold. TikTok does not allow for that. It is this free form organic thing right now. It was built slightly differently. Like, Facebook was built on, you were friends with people, you followed friends, you did it a certain way. TikTok is built off of content, and whatever content you like doesn't matter who your friends are.
That's because it's all video and audio. There's not really, I mean, if you look at Twitter or Facebook, it's mostly photos and text.
Yeah.
Write whatever, it's articles, it's links to different articles and stuff like that. TikTok is, you have to have a video to put to post on TikTok. Not a lot of people can put I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I feel like it's less likely that someone's going to make a whole video that's bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's easier to spread bullshit when you just have to write a couple of sentences and send it out. It's a little more effort and work involved when you have to make a TikTok video.
Yes, agreed. All right. Just as we talk about the Gwyneth Paltrow trial, here's the greatest Gwyneth Paltrow impersonator we have on the podcast, and that's Jay Sabs. What up, Jay Sabs?
Sabs.
See, oh, that's good. See, that's good. Look at her.
Pretty good.
Oh, Chris, I love when you write me songs.
Oh, going old school.
I watched it was like an 8-5 hour thing. I forget what it was, the whole trial, which I'm pretty sure this is, it looks like the exact same courtroom that Johnny Depp and Amber Heard were in.
It could be.
All right.
It's all you want to smell my vagina candle?
Did we ever get one of those? Should we send away for that?
No, it was like sold out. You couldn't get them.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyway, I watched the trial. It was painful. It was horrible. Did you guys see any of it or see any clips?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God. The remember in the beginning when in the Depp trial when the lawyers were completely stupid and they had to like everybody was correcting the lawyers and doing all that shit? This was the same exact thing.
Yeah.
So Oh yeah, how are you feeling? You fell in the driveway the other day. How's that going?
Ah, tight.
All right,
we're going to go to my hot chiropractor. What?
We're going to get to that in a second, Frank. We're going to get to that in a second.
So what exactly, lay this out for me. What is going on with this trial?
What happened is some guy is claiming that Gwyneth Paltrow slammed into her on a ski slope. Gwyneth Paltrow is saying that he slammed into her.
Oh, good. This is what people have to sue over. Go ahead.
Somehow there's no footage of any of this, so we don't know who slammed into who. He's suing her for $300,000. She is countersuing him for $1, which is kind of a boss move to me. Like, you're just being like...
It's a Taylor Swift move.
Yeah. Is that what she did?
Yeah. When she... There was some DJ who, like, grabbed her ass or something, and she just brought him to court, sued him, and she won $1, and that was just like a symbolic.
Yeah, that's a boss move.
Win, yeah.
Yeah. Just to get the win, just to get the W.
Yep.
Anyway, it's funny the way she was saying it. Like she and it, this got a big deal made out of this was that she said she was facing her kids, and that the guy came up behind her and hit her. But for a second, she thought it was some guy like sexually assaulting her. Because she like saw the skis first and she heard weird noises and then she got hit from behind, which is my wife's actual first recollection of our first sexual encounter, basically.
I told you, those skis get you in trouble. You got to get those skis out of your bedroom.
Just one of my things, man. You want to ride on my lift? That's how I get. That's how I got my wife.
It's terrible.
Slippery slopes.
There you go. Anyway, to watch these two and her and the lawyer, his lawyer got into it. They were like, excuse me, snippy with each other. And it was classic courtroom drama. Yesterday, she was pissed off because they put a camera right in her face. And her lawyer was like, that camera right there. You got to move that camera right there. And they wouldn't go on until they moved the fucking camera.
I don't blame her. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. I don't know what she... listen, I don't think she did anything wrong here. But you had to see, like, it was... Frank, when I tell you, it was a 25-minute questioning just to figure out which way she was facing on the mountain.
Mm.
And she was like, I was watching my kids. Like...
Yeah. Whatever direction that was.
Yes.
Yeah. Wherever my kids were, I was looking at them. That's it.
I had no idea you could sue someone for hitting...
Maybe he was injured? Was that... Is that what he's claiming? Or one of them is...
Yeah, well, here's what I learned. So it's supposedly you can't leave. If there's an accident on the mountain, you have to stay and exchange information. She took off, but left. You know, she told whoever her assistant or trainer or whoever the hell was with her, give them the information, and she just took off. But she might have a problem with that because you can't leave.
Oh.
Like, I guess they have to file a report or do whatever they got to do. I don't really know. But the guy is like, the guy is suing. He's basically saying, like, he's suffering from it and he's lost money or some brain damage, some kind of crazy shit. Brain damage.
How fast is he going?
I don't know. Well, he's saying that she slammed into him.
She's saying she was still.
She was saying moving at all. She was slammed into. Yeah. So. Who the fuck knows?
All right. And there's no cameras around on these things. There's nothing.
Happened in 2016, too, so.
No one had a GoPro strapped to their face or anything?
Mm-mm. No. Right. No. Moving on, Reese Witherspoon is ending her marriage just before hitting her 12-year anniversary.
Damn.
That sucks.
This made me sad.
Okay.
I don't know her husband from Adam.
That's the second time you said that today.
I did, right?
Yeah, what is with you with that phrase?
I don't know her husband.
What phrase?
From Bill.
But... I don't know this person from Adam.
Oh.
You said that but twice today.
It kind of made me, I don't know, I got a little like, oh, like
I felt a little sad about these two.
Did you?
You know why? Because I felt, okay, so when she was with Ryan Felipe, and then I feel like he fucked her. I mean, literally and figuratively. He wasn't nice to her. I think that's why they actually broke up. So then when she found this guy, I was like, okay, maybe he's not like a big Hollywood guy, like, she deserves someone's good. She deserves someone good, you know? Now, what happened? We don't know, right?
No.
Why are they splitting up? Do we know?
No. She just said that, like, after long, careful consideration.
Mm. Hey, didn't work out. Didn't work out. So, Reese Witherspoon is back on the market, folks.
Mm. You know what's been messing me up? I saw this TikTok. It was his husband and wife. I got sucked in. They were decorating. And the point, it came from the girl, it came from the wife's account. Okay. And she was basically showing like, hey, we're friends now. You know, like after, like it's, we've been divorced for like 4 years or whatever the hell it said. I forget what it was. But it was like, you know, look, we can, you know. And so they were decorating the house for her son's birthday.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of sweet, you know? And then I go down, like, I started reading you're watching them decorate and you're like, who cares? And then it was, so I saw something like we can still remain friends after being divorced. So now it's like, see more. Now I'm like, okay. So I click the thing. I'm a little curious. This was like, when I tell you 10 days ago, it is still stuck with me. I'm thinking about it.
So how did they end up? Are they all right?
Wait, they were like flirting, and it seemed like they were so in love with each other, and they were like split up. They're decorating the house for their son's birthday. Do you know what the son wanted for his birthday? The only thing he wanted?
Oh, it's going to be like Liar, Liar. I want my parents back together.
All he wanted for his birthday was for his dad to sleep over.
Oh,
in the house, so that when he woke up on his birthday, his dad would be there.
Oh,
is that not the most heartbreaking thing you've ever heard?
That's tough.
Did he sleep over?
Yeah.
All right,
dude. They decorated. They were putting up balloons and shit. Then they were like, sitting on the couch together to watch like Netflix before. And I'm watching this, and I'm getting sad and I'm getting angry because I'm like, why aren't get back to get, what are you doing? I don't understand why you can't get, you're clearly getting, you're bragging about how great you get along and how great you are co-parenting.
Yeah.
And fucking get back together. I don't know. Can you explain this to me? Can somebody explain it to me?
I'll be honest. When I was younger, I went to school with a girl whose parents got divorced probably when we were in middle school. And they had the best relationship ever. I still remember this. And I remember thinking in like eighth grade, why aren't they just together if they have such a good relationship?
I don't get it.
But you know what? I feel like, well, there's a lot of problems surrounding that. First of all, I think a lot of people stay together just for the kids, which to me, you shouldn't do. You shouldn't do, because kids whose parents have gotten divorced say, I know when my parents should have gotten divorced, they stayed together too long.
Yeah, my parents were smart. They got divorced when I was like one.
Oh, really? That young?
I can't even picture them together.
Right. So, like, I don't know. I, to me, if me and my husband ever were at that point, I wouldn't stay with him just for the kids. You don't, because you end up messing them up more, I feel like. I don't know.
Fighting and crapple in front
exactly.
of them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Making all right, life listen. Miserable.
I'm going to say a bunch of stuff, and I feel like I have to put a prerequisite out there.
Uh-oh.
If you're being constantly cheated on, okay. if you're being physically or mentally abused, okay, right? I get all this stuff. But, you know, that being said, like without some of those exceptions, you know, I think, and I disagree with you, Janine, I think you should stay together for the kids. I think that's part of your obligation for having kids. You owe it to them to stay together. Now, I agree with the part that you say, well, people who stay together, their kids get all screwed up. And okay, you shouldn't do that. That's not good either. But you have a choice there. You're making a choice not to evolve or acquiesce to the situation. And I'm not sure why it happens. I don't know if people just expect too much out of their partner, or they're blaming their partner for their own shortcomings, which is an easy thing to do. I don't know what happens. Like, you don't want to make life miserable for everybody in the house because you're constantly fighting or bickering. But when I look at what most couples fight and bicker over, it is pretty non-consequential. Like, it is
like what?
Not necessary.
A lot of it's bullshit. Like, unless it's like big, major, a lot of it is small, nitpicky shit.
That's like,
you don't sweat the small stuff.
You didn't repave the driveway. You can't drive.
You looked at some girl's ass 30 years ago.
Yeah. No, I'm joking. But that's be honest.
For divorce. No.
I mean, I think we're all in good marriages, right? I mean, the stuff that you do fight about is so fucking stupid to begin with.
Yeah. No, you didn't dry the dishes. You didn't do this. You didn't. It's like, all right, we'll talk. You know, you don't have to. It's not a fight. Why does it have to be? Why does everything have to be a fight? I don't get that.
I mean, every time I get mad at my wife for something, I think about the stupid things that I do. Like, she, God bless her heart, she fucking leaves the light in her closet on all the time. When I tell you, I turn that light off every day. And I go, why can't you just turn the fucking light off? So one day, I'm like, I turned the light off in the closet again for you. She sends me back, she texts me back a picture of all the cabinets in our kitchen wide open. And I have never criticized her about that stupid light ever again. And it just goes to show you, it's like you both have stupid shit.
I don't understand the fighting. Why would people fight over the smallest shit? That's just because then it builds and builds, and you're like, you just get on each other's nerves. Little things happen. You just, all right. That's part of being a person. You live with the other person. Yeah, little things are going to happen, but no need to make fights over stuff. It's, you know, I don't get that. Like in our group chat, every now and then there's a little fight going on. And I know it's for, you know, for show, and, you know, it's just goofing around. But I feel like on some level, there are little fights in there that kind of ring true for some people. Like,
ooh, now I want to know who you mean. Text me.
Nothing specific. Nothing specific.
Text me. But, oh, you're talking about someone specific? I know.
I said no one specific. And, you know, right. It's like they, you know, this person does this and the other person goes, well, you didn't do this or you did this. It's like, I get that it's in the text chat just to be fun, whatever, but there's a little bit of truth in there, and it's like, well, why are you fighting over this? Let's just stop it, let it go. So, you know, I don't want to be like all on my high horse, but my wife, we don't fight because we don't, you know, we let the little, you know, if there's something little, doesn't bother us. You don't let little shit bother you. That's, you know, that's what it is. And there's nothing that she, you know, that Aaron does that bothers me. So it doesn't, you know, that's where you have to get to that level.
Nothing. I mean, my wife does things that bother me. I'm saying I can forgive them because I know I do shit that bothers her.
Yeah, no, I can't. I mean,
Frank, stop.
You're a freak of nature. You're a freak of nature.
He's lying. He's lying.
I'm thinking.
No, he's lying to himself, though. That's the difference. It's hard to tell us the truth if you can't.
See, now you guys piss me off every day, and I can't take it.
I know he's got a running list for me.
This is where I release all my anger. And
this is where Frank's relationship stress comes from.
Oh.
His marital stress comes from his podcast partners, not necessarily his wife.
You see any white hairs in here, it's because of this friggin' show.
I think there's stuff that annoys you about her and her vice versa, but you're not going to say it on air. And you know what? That's fine. You don't have to.
I would. I know. I got nothing.
I got to tell you something, Janine. I don't even think they say it to each other off the air.
No, I'm saying like he doesn't have to say it to us, but there's got to be things that annoy him about her and vice versa.
They're in life in general. There are very few things that annoy me, but
besides me,
you don't annoy me, but
you know the shit out of me. I don't know what he's talking about.
The things that do annoy me, like they're, you know, like people that chew loudly in my face and not on, you know, that's a weird thing though. Like I hate the loud chewing, but it has to be this obnoxiousness about it. It can't be like someone doing it just to be in my face. Not that. It's when people chew loudly and don't even have the self-awareness that they're doing it. And it's like, how could you not even hear that? That's what pisses me off. That's the kind of thing that annoys me. People driving. I get annoyed when I drive all the time. But, you know, I don't get annoyed easily. I don't.
Well, you get annoyed at weird things, that's for sure. Christine, Ant is very annoying to walk into a room and the drawers aren't shut. If you can close the drawer to just an inch, take the extra effort to shut the drawer. Listen, I don't leave drawers open. That's the work of a psychopath. I leave cabinet doors open.
That's the work of a poltergeist.
I do too.
Cabinet doors?
Yeah. But the thing is, it's in my defense, it's because I'm usually... when I'm cooking dinner or getting their meals together, the demons. So like I have so many things on my mind that I just forget.
I have no excuses.
I'll go back and close it though. I'm just not done. I'm not done sitting down. So I'm not going to close it. I have to go back in there again. That's it.
Yeah. I think we're on different things here. I leave it. I'll just leave them all open and I'm not cooking dinner or dealing with children.
I just want to point out in the chat, congratulations to Dia. She wrote, the mass was wrapped around my aorta and has shrunk massively. It's not cancer. Did not take drugs. Did not get biopsy. Only took holistic supplements. Yahoo. Congratulations to Dia. And that's great news that it's on the mend. And it's not anything, life-threatening. So congratulations.
Great news. Congratulations.
Yes. Good news all around. Love to hear good news.
I love to hear good news too, because I'll tell you what, we can't afford to lose a subscriber. We're just, just kidding.
Stop.
It's great to hear, Dia.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Yeah. So anyway, that made me sad that this fucking couple. I can't get them out of my mind. But I wonder how much divorce is real. Like, I feel like most of these divorces are not. A lot of them are not like. I don't know. Necessary.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder at what point in their marriage, Reese Witherspoon or whoever, do they go, that's it. That's the last straw. We have, you know, was it, I've been thinking about getting a divorce for a long time and this just pushed me over the edge? Or is it like a
right
sudden urge to just, you know what, let's just go our separate ways. I don't know. I guess it's different for everyone, but. What leads to that? What gets you to that point?
I don't know. And again, this is a stupid thing to say, but there's just something about her. I feel that's, she's so nice.
Yeah, she is.
You know, and it feels weird. Like,
do you remember that video of her a bunch of years ago getting pulled over?
No.
She pulled that, do you know who I am stuff?
Oh, she did?
Ooh, really? I should have pulled that.
I think it was a DUI or something.
Have you ever heard of Anthony on air? Yeah. Do you know who the fuck I am?
Honestly, look at the shirt.
What happened to the ticket? Did you pay it? I don't. Did we ever find out?
Oh, okay. Well, let me tell you. Okay. So, I inquired with my friend who is, she was with a judge for a while. So
sexually her, or like worked with him?
Sexually.
Got it.
So I said to her, can you ask your little judge friend what he thinks?
I wouldn't ask like that though.
No, I didn't say it like
little
that.
Judge friend.
No, obviously. I'm like, can you ask, mm-hmm. big guy.
His Honor.
And she was like, sure. So he's not a traffic court judge, but he's a different kind. And he said he would just pay the $380 and the points. He said, because if you go into the court and the cop shows up, you cannot prove that you were not going 65.
Yeah, they're gonna take the cop's word over yours, probably.
Right. And even if you try to, he's like, there's not going to be a lesser charge than what you got. So I said, okay. So I printed out the paperwork to send in, and I'm just going to be a fucking chump and pay $380 for no points.
Oh my God. Oh man. You should start a GoFundMe.
We should.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No. He said you should.
Yeah, you should.
I got no job. Come on.
Not for nothing. How am I paying this? A lot of this is like, oh, I lost my job. I got cancer. I can't afford insurance.
Right.
You'll cut right through all that white noise and being like, I got this ticket unfairly. Why don't you toss in 10 for me?
You're right.
Right?
Sorry.
I get a picture of you and your two kids all looking sad.
Actually, what you said was right. You said that you said you still can't believe he gave me a ticket with the two kids in the car.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, a girl I go to the gym with, she's a retired Suffolk cop. And I was telling her today, and she's like, he gave you a ticket? I said, yeah. She's like, with two young kids in the car? I said, yep. She's like, that's really fucked up. She's like, and you know what else she said? She said, a state trooper is not supposed to be where he is. Where he was, where he pulled me over. So she couldn't understand that either.
Well, then I don't understand. You were in the state of New York, weren't you?
No, but there's certain places where, like, state troopers are, like, not on the Bell Parkway. It's cops that'll pull you over. And
but where are they?
On the southern state.
The park was the same parkway.
Nope. Different parkways and highways have different cops.
Are there state roads and local? Yeah, that might be a thing. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I know there's differences. There's a parkway, there's a highway, there's a this way and that way. But Belt Parkway and Southern State are both parkways.
Different. State. There's no state troopers on the Belt Parkway. There's only local police.
All right.
So she said, weird. I can't believe he was there. She's like, what was he in? I said, he was in an unmarked van. She was like, that's really weird. I'm like, yeah, I know. I was like, my friends were convinced it was a fake ticket. She was like, it's like $380 though. I said, yeah, I know.
Jay Sam's like, the people are on your side. Christine says you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Sybil says she would pay for your shit ticket fund.
Thank you.
Paul got a good idea.
Yeah, there you go. Sue for the trauma your children suffered. These are all good ideas coming in. All very supportive.
You know what's funny? They did not say a word the whole time in the car. They didn't say anything.
Is it because they were traumatized?
They should have been crying.
Right? That's what I was like, oh my God, can one of you just start crying?
The one time I
started pinching them in the back. I started pinching the both of them. Crying.
This is the problem. Started pinching. This is the problem with us being friends with
your weight.
Right.
This is the problem with us being friends with a cop, because they see how nice, you know, we should. If we weren't friends with our cop friend, we could train our children to be terrified of cops and cry whenever they see them. And that would get us out of tickets, at least for the first few years.
Mm.
We'd have to really work hard to not, you know, to not screw them up the other way and reverse that before they got older. But that'd be some other separate work, you know.
Agreed.
Oh.
All right, so you're paying it.
That's it.
Case closed.
Yeah, it looks like you're paying it. Although I will say this, if you want to publicly say who the cop's name, and then we could rightfully let everybody know he's a sexist, I'm fine with that.
I wouldn't do that.
Why else would you give a woman with two children a ticket?
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Why? Then I also told her I had a NYPD sergeant card, but I forgot. I changed bags the day before, and she was like, oh, are you kidding me?
See, that doesn't work. Yeah, we all have cards, but they got to be on you.
Damn it.
Actually, I can't remember the last card I got.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a big accusation to throw out there. You're off the card list?
Mm. I didn't get one yet this year either. Yeah. So.
It's hard. Well, because our comp friend doesn't like us anymore, I'm pretty sure. He's done with the whole friend group.
Do you blame him, though?
No. No. Who isn't done with this friend group?
Oh, I'm over it.
All right. A couple of quick hits here. The before we get to the longest tongue guy,
Who's the battle?
Who? No. Okay. The battle of the sexes is about to intensify. Listen to this. Scientists have created mice from two male mice. That means a female was not necessary in the creation of life.
Ooh.
Okay. Do you know what this
means?
Scientists were. So I'm telling you what this means is we are in a race now to eliminate the other sex.
Mm.
Which sex will come out on top?
I don't know.
Tune in next week.
I'm going to honestly bet on women. There's a relentlessness to them. They can take a lot of pain, the whole childbirth thing.
Plus, we'll forget like in a couple days. So we're not going to fight you that long.
We're not that strategic. Mm. But yeah, I mean, this is a pretty big thing where you no longer need the opposite sex to create life.
Yeah.
How did do we know what happened, what they did, or how they did this? So they got two male mice.
If I explained it to you, would you understand?
I would understand everything you say.
Come on.
Was it like the movie Junior?
Yes.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger? They impregnated one of them?
The Arnold Schwarzenegger mouse, yes.
Okay.
Was able to carry it to term.
And there was a Danny DeVito mouse and a.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the other one? The woman. I don't remember her name.
What they did was they generated eggs from the skin cells of male mice that, when implanted in female mice, went on to produce healthy pups, according to research published in the March 15th peer to peer reviewed journal Nature.
Hmm. Yeah, but that they put the eggs in a female.
Yeah, well. Right, but it's not like the male fertilized the female. They got it two male. Yes, there was a female involved, but how much longer can that be?
A couple years
till they eliminate that step. And then I was thinking like, oh, this will be the end of females. But then as I thought of it, it's kind of like not necessarily, because they could just as easily take the cells from the females. And boom, you're done. You no longer need the males. Once they no longer need us, there's no reason to keep us around. We're here because we keep society going. There was a meeting a long time ago. Yes. Yeah. There was a meeting a long time ago where they're like, we have no choice. We got to stick with these men or else we can't keep the whole train running.
Right.
And now that it's like, well, what is that? We don't need the opposite sex anymore. It's only a matter of time. She's sitting there acting like she is not aware of this information. Like she didn't have the code to get into the meeting.
She doesn't get the newsletter every day.
Mm. Yeah.
We're this much closer, ladies.
By the way, I'm telling you this story today. Knew about it weeks ago. Okay.
Weeks Who, ago. Me?
Yes. You and all your female friends.
Mm.
We know we're on to you.
The schemes you're hatching.
Yeah.
We get it.
This was a Paul ad.
I don't know. There,
our own Paul here. He's the producer extraordinaire.
Oh, got it. I thought that was like a this was a Budweiser ad. This was a Paul ad.
It's a Paul ad. Okay. Drink Paul and Paul Light. Fucking Nick Stoberl has the world's largest tongue.
He needs it to say that last name.
No shit. Good point. This fucking guy has a tongue. So if you, I think he said the average tongue is 3 inches.
He has. Show us this guy.
I'm going to put it in the live chat right now for everybody.
Oh, yeah. I can't bring it on the screen.
He has the world's largest tongue by almost an inch.
Right. What's this number?
This thing makes Gene Simmons look like a little bitch. There you go. It's in the chat. This guy, let me tell you something. I looked at this guy and I go, yeah, he is going to make one woman happy. And then I watched for two more minutes and I would go, I don't know if I would turn this guy down if he offered his
Dude.
That fucking thing is huge. Huge.
Yeah, that's
not, coming up. It's
that's
coming
very
up.
Gene Simmons-y. That's not that big.
No, that looks way bigger than Gene Simmons' tongue.
I don't. Ooh. I feel like it's the same.
I feel like this guy, I mean, who's going to turn this guy down?
No one.
Thank you, Janine.
I don't think it's that. I was expecting like Venom from like Spider-Man. But this guy.
Mercury, it's... where can I locate this man? After I find out, I'll let you know.
I mean,
Gene Simmons. I feel like Gene Simmons has got this guy. At least they're on the same level, I feel.
No, he's got the Guinness World Record. He's got the record. This is the longest tongue in the world.
Do you think this is going to be disgusting? I can't say it. No.
No, say it.
God. Do you say think it. That, I mean, it looks very long, that if he licked from the back, he would reach the front and vice versa?
Yeah, that's good exactly Lord. What I was thinking you were going to say. Yeah, good this guy criminy. Could simultaneously lick a vagina and asshole at the same time. That's good impressive.
In.
God. All right, can impressive. I show a picture of Gene Simmons? I feel like it's the same thing.
Guy, pop it up. I think you're wrong. Not even close.
That's pretty close.
Not even close.
All right. I don't even know if that's him.
You know, thinking about evolution, you think these people came from fucking lizards? You think some of us kind of got some lizard DNA mixed in there?
Mm-hmm. There's probably a little.
Judging by DNA. The people I used to work with, absolutely. Glenn, J-Saps can't sit still now. Nope, I'm actually about to leave soon and go upstairs to see where the roommate is. What are you doing?
You gonna tell him? You gonna put this tongue video on and tell him to hold the phone up in front of his face?
I am. Can you stand next to the TV for a minute?
Do they do tongue extensions surgery?
I don't know. I wonder.
They probably do.
Here's what drives me crazy about this. I spent my life with penis envy. Now I gotta have fucking tongue envy too. It's like it's never ending.
It doesn't stop, right. Man. Sorry to hear that. I don't know though. This guy. It seems like whenever someone with a huge tongue sticks their tongue out, it looks like this guy's tongue. I don't think it's as. I mean, I'm sure Guinness isn't messing up, and I'm sure they're right, but it looks like. Your run-of-the-mill long tongue person.
You're really I don't know why you're taking this guy down a notch.
No, more power to him. He got the record. Good for him. It just doesn't. I was expecting a little bigger than that, but the way you were hyping it up, because I feel like I've seen people with that length of tongue, you know, like Gene Simmons, and I'm sure there are other people.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like this guy could save a life of a choking victim just by fucking
French kissing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. What's sad is though, like if you watch the video that I put in the live chat there, like they make it like they covered his tongue with saran wrap and made him paint with his tongue. Like,
you're right.
Why?
I don't know. He's playing Jenga where he's knocking the pieces out with his tongue. It's all this weird shit. That they...
Okay. Mercury. I was going to say it. I was going to say it. And she wrote. Hear what I was thinking.
Yeah, Frank's got big. I was going to say the same thing
really
too. Frank's got crazy tongue envy.
I don't. I just feel like it. I was expecting a bigger.
Yes, LTE. Mm-hmm.
I was
What's LTE?
Long tongue envy.
Long tongue envy.
I was expecting a bigger tongue when you were describing. Oh, this guy's got the biggest tongue in the world. It looks like it's definitely bigger, a bigger tongue than I have, but it's not. I feel like it's whenever I see someone with a long tongue. Like Gene Simmons, that's what it looks like. You know, I thought it would be longer.
How many people are you seeing with long tongues?
I know. What do you?
You don't want to know.
Google search this.
Now I know what kind of weirdo porn you're into.
That's the one. Let's see
Imagine that's what his wife's one complaint about him is.
His tongue is too small.
No. That he looks up long tongues all the time.
That he's watching tongue porn.
Yeah. Hey, it's some kinky shit in there. Man.
That's crazy. See.
Should we measure all our tongues?
My tongue is long.
I feel like I have the shortest tongue. I don't even want to stick my tongue out of my mouth right now.
Your poor wife.
I feel like it's embarrassingly short.
Your poor wife.
All right. So it's probably one, two, 3.
You think Janine has a longer tongue than you?
I don't think my tongue is very long. Janine said she has a long tongue. I'll take her word for it.
I feel like I do.
Do you want to compare? Because I'm happy. Okay. If you want to move on.
Let's move on. I really don't
want to. Oh, Janine does have a long tongue.
I missed it.
Stick your tongue out, Frank. Let me see.
Yeah, Frank, let me see.
Are you all the way down? She went all the way down. Yeah, no, I think Janine. Oh, Janine's like past her fucking chin.
I missed it.
You could give this guy a run for his money. Dear Lord.
I think the husband.
Now I understand why he puts up with you.
God. Right.
Got it. Final topic. I don't want to talk about this anymore, but there were two more players from the Florida Panthers who refused to wear the Pride Night warm-up jerseys. We talked about this before. There was a Philadelphia Flyer who did it, and then some guy on the San Jose Sharks decided to do it. Now we have two more dickheads, the Stahl brothers, Eric Stahl Mark Stahl. Yeah. Who both played in New York, coincidentally.
Yep.
They refused to do it. And, you know, I was watching, I think Pride Night was tonight for the Panthers. I was watching their Twitter for the rest of the day, and they were so over the top with, like, they were just we're wearing these tonight. We're so proud to wear these. Other players were giving interviews. They were like, everybody, like, they were just over the, you could tell they were trying to overshadow the story of the two players who decided that they don't want to wear.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, the team was. And this is a couple of days after the Chicago Blackhawks announced that they would not be wearing the jersey at all as a team. And that sent me over the top. But as I read the article, you want to know the reason why they gave? They said they were going to continue with their Pride Night, but they weren't going to do the jerseys. And the reason being was they have three Russian players on their team who are afraid that if they wear the jersey, because they have family still in Russia, they're afraid of what might happen to their family in Russia if they wear the jerseys.
Really?
Yeah. Now, that's different than I'm religious and I don't want to wear the jerseys. Now, I don't know where their intentions really are, but I feel for them a little bit more because it's like, I think they just passed a law in Russia that it's illegal to be gay. Jeez. I know it was always frowned upon, but I could be wrong. Please correct me if I'm wrong in the chat. I think they just passed some crazy rule about it that
that's unbelievable.
That you can get arrested or whatever. So these Russian guys supposedly went to the team and they were like, you know, we're concerned that if we wear it, you know, they're going to do something to our families, which is horrific. But I bring that up too because it's like, I don't know. You just can't help but have the feeling that we're just fucking going backwards for some odd reason. And I don't know what it is. And I don't know if it's a natural point of progression. Like, I don't think progression goes like this, Frank. I think like progression goes up, it comes down,
it's a fight.
It goes back up because it's a fight. Exactly. But it just feels like we're going in the wrong direction right now, which makes me sad.
It doesn't make, you know, when people, I kind of get, you know, if you fear for your family's life, that's a different story. But if you're talking about the other guys who are just not wearing it just because they don't, that's like, you're not supported. Why does it hurt you to do that? It doesn't take anything away from you.
Yeah.
To support, you know, someone else.
It's fucking stupid. And I got all mad and high and mighty and up on my horse last time. And I was saying how these guys should be released and all that. And then somebody messaged me and they were like, if they did anything retaliatory to them, they would be sued, these teams. And they're right. You know, you got to kind of, you really, there's nothing they can do, I guess, you know, but it's fucking sad. I mean, if that were me, I'd let them play out their contract then and just not re-sign them or whatever. I wouldn't offer them again, you can't collude with other teams to keep people out, but I don't know. The whole thing makes me sad. I've been seeing these clips too about, I don't know where the fuck it is, Georgia, Mississippi, one of our backward ass fucking states. They're trying to ban drag shows or some shit. Ugh,
what the fuck, man? That is back. We're going backwards.
And this one, I saw this one guy, this state legislator or whatever the fuck he was, but he was like, you know, he's like, we don't do anything. He's like, he read the stats of where his state was. They were like third in infant mortality rates. They were like seventh in school shootings. There was like all these crazy things. He's like, we're not doing anything for these issues that are truly harming our children, but we're going to ban drag shows because it's harming our children. It was such a wonderful argument. Like, I just read that and I go, how does not everybody look at this and go, obviously this is such bullshit. Like, yeah. I don't.
What is the point of this? You're not doing anything constructive. You're picking fights where there shouldn't be, you know, everybody's America, land of the free. Unless we disagree with you, then we're going to, you know, then you can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do that. And it's not like, I mean, drag shows, how many drag shows have hurt anybody? You know, and then you have,
honestly, outside of one of them tripping on those huge heels they wear, it is not a harmful thing whatsoever. That's
probably it.
Yeah.
Let people wear what they want to wear and be who they want to be. And who the hell are you to tell me, or anybody else, who we are?
It's heartbreaking. It's fucking heartbreaking, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring that up because, again, and it does kind of tie back into the TikTok conversation we have. It's like, I wish, it feels like we're spending an awful lot of time on useless bullshit when we really should be getting down to fixing the things that we need to fix, you know, like campaign finance reform and all this other jazz. I just don't know how much longer we can all go through the motions until we just, I don't know. I say this all the time. I wish people wouldn't vote with party, and I wish they would vote on results of the person who's in there right now, because, you know,
yeah,
you know, and it's not, I understand, because all the politicians vote with party, and so you don't want to put somebody in who's against your ideals and all that jazz. But at the same time, it's like, we are just letting people who do nothing for us continue to get reelected when we really should be voting more of these people out sooner.
100% agree.
You know, like Trump getting voted out, I don't think it was a bad move. And if Biden proves to be not what we were looking for, then go with another guy. We've been giving presidents 8-year runs for a long time, and it hasn't really been helping. And I just think, listen, Congress, you get 2 years. Senate is 6. I think they should take a look at that and knock it down to 4 and rethink some of these things.
You can only do 2 terms or 3 terms.
You know how I feel about term limits? I'm okay with it. I think you should have, I don't think we should have a term limit, not a hard term limit. I think if you want to go past your second term, then you have to have X amount of the vote. It can't just be a majority. You got to fight for that.
Like 75%.
55 or 60, whatever the number is. But that's the number you got to get to if you want to get to that third term. Because some of these people,
if you're just squeaking by on your third term, then it's, I got you. But wait a minute, then who wins? If you squeak by, you got the majority. Do you lose even though you got the majority?
You know, in that particular case, so you get the majority of the votes, but you don't get what you
like. If you're going for your third term and you get 55% of the votes, that's, and you're saying that's not, you should have to get more than that to win the third term.
Agree.
Then who wins? The guy who got 30%?
I think then you go to a runoff between, you know, I don't know if maybe you go back to the two people in your party that were close. I don't know.
I like Paul's idea. Term limits based on tongue length.
That's good.
That works.
Listen, we're not going to get better than that. Let's leave it at that.
I think that works for me.
Yeah, that works for me too. That's it, Frankie C.
Compromise. It's a beautiful thing.
See, we got there.
Become a member, folks.
Your Honor, my tongue is clearly longer. Therefore, I should be able to get
longer
that.
Term.
Right? Yeah, longer term. Longer tongue, longer term.
Right. Become a member. We got the join button down below or anthonyonair.com. We appreciate it. We have the 420 show coming up where we're going to get shit-faced.
Blazed and shit-faced.
Bring some members on to hang with us. You can only come on the show if you're a member, so make sure you sign up. We got low prices. There's three levels in there.
$2.99.
Yeah, you could be on the show for the lowest price. That's fine.
Despite all the inflation this year and the raising of interest rates, the price for membership has not gone up. That's impressive.
That's true.
That's something my opponent hasn't been able to do. Okay?
Your opponent is an asshole. Whoever that is.
This political party right here is keeping the prices low despite what's happening in the outside world and inflation. So
inflation is not affecting the price we charge.
Hell.
Plus, get your merchandise too. We got a lot of merchandise for sale.
That'd be nice.
Wearing the cuddle shirt.
I am.
Show me potato salad.
Have a good weekend, Frankie C.
You too.
Maybe we should go now.
Go ahead.